Creation bullet number 6. Definitions matter. Micro versus macro evolution. Creation bullet series. Destroying Darwinism, one bullet at a time. Let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Matthew chapter 5 verse 37. Original creation bullet by Bill Nowers. A previous bullet discussed definitions and how important it is to clearly define our terms. Macroevolution and microevolution were defined, and it is important to know which is being referred to. Many times only the word evolution is used when referring to the general concept. Usually the context of the statement makes it clear which is intended. Of the many misleading and false arguments presented by evolutionists, one of the most often used is presenting completely relevant information and then falsely claim it supports evolution, meaning Darwinian evolution or macroevolution, or denigrates creation. The first of three publications on creation by the National Academy of Scientists, NAS, Science and Creationism, A View from the National Academy of Sciences, published in 1984, contains several examples of completely relevant information. The cover of the booklet contains a beautiful picture of the Earth from outer space. The back cover contains a primitive map of the world, as people knew it to be about 600 years ago. In the preface, the authors stated that, teaching the scientific theory of evolution alongside creationism is like asking our children to believe on faith, without recourse to time-tested evidence that the dimensions of the world are the same as those depicted in maps drawn in the days before Columbus set sail with his three small ships, when we know from factual observations that they are really quite different. Of course, this is completely relevant. Obviously, all scientists and Christians believed in the map before Columbus's sailing, that it was based on the best information available. All now believe in the picture from space. It has nothing to do with the creation-evolution controversy, and is merely a straw man set up to make creation look as out of date as the map before Columbus's trip. A note to evolutionists: God always knew what the Earth looked like. It is only human understandings that change. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Dash. Words matter, especially when it comes to the debate over origins. In Creation Bullet number 6, Bill Nowers highlights a strategy used frequently by evolutionists: manipulate definitions and use irrelevant comparisons to make creation look outdated or foolish. This tactic muddies the conversation, confuses the audience, and distracts from the actual issues. One of the most important distinctions we must make is between microevolution and macroevolution. Microevolution refers to small changes or adaptations within a kind, something observable and biblical. Macroevolution, on the other hand, is the claim that entirely new species can evolve from others over time, a claim with zero observational evidence and deeply rooted in Darwinian speculation, defining the battle lines. Evolutionists often use the word evolution without qualification. In one sentence, they'll reference finch beaks or dog breeds, then in the next, leap to the assumption that molecules became men. But these are not the same kind of change. If terms are not clearly defined, they become tools of deception. This is exactly what Jesus warned against in Matthew chapter 5 verse 37. Our communication must be clear, precise, and honest. The same goes for scientific discourse. Blurring the definitions is not education, it's indoctrination. False comparisons and straw men. Nowers takes aim at a publication from the National Academy of Sciences that attempts to equate belief in biblical creation with believing in outdated medieval maps. This is a textbook example of a straw man fallacy, misrepresenting someone's view to make it easier to ridicule. Yes, maps have improved since Columbus. But creationists are not arguing for old maps, they're arguing for the authority of scripture over speculative science. Comparing flat earth maps to the Genesis account is like comparing astronomy to theology. It's irrelevant and intellectually dishonest. God didn't need a satellite image to know the shape of the world. Human understanding may evolve, but God's word never changes. The power of precision. Creationists must insist on precise definitions in every discussion. If someone claims evolution is a fact, we must ask, do you mean micro or macro? Are you talking about observable change or assumed ancestry? Without clear terms, evolutionary arguments collapse into philosophical rhetoric, not empirical science. Truth doesn't hide behind blurry labels. It shines brightest when words are rightly used. Next week, Creation Bullet number 7, Scientific Inquiry or Scientific Satire. Explore more at the VCA Young Earth Creationism page, right pointing arrow. About the author, in memoriam. Bill Nowers, 1925-2021, was a longtime VCA board member and founder of Creation and Evolution Science Ministries. His legacy of defending biblical truth lives on through this powerful series. Read more about Bill Wright Pointing Arrow.